Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. If the world from you of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager faith, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there.
And welcome again to the Gospel Miracle Hour. So pleased you've joined us. Well, I have good news for you. Even when you're walking away from God, He is not angry with you. He loves you more than you will ever realize. I'd just like to open in prayer. I pray that, Father, that you grant your servant great boldness this day to preach your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Wow, what is God's nature like? We see today's reading it. God is good. The Bible repeatedly presents goodness as a core quality of our Lord. This is what He thinks of you. We go to Exodus 34:6. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Ezra 3:11. And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Psalm 25:8, good and upright is the Lord. Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 145:9, the Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. We go to Mark 10:18, No one is good but one, that is God. In James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. See, friends, but goodness is so much more than an attribute, is an attribute of God himself. Goodness refers to God's excellence in his attributes and in benevolent grace towards all. When his word says God is good, it means he is gracious, he is merciful. When his word says God is good, it's talking about his perfection and his excellence. The scriptures say that God's goodness conveys his generosity. God's quality and goodness means far more than generosity, but it certainly includes his infinite generous attitude towards us. By nature, he longs to bring blessings and joy to all his creatures. Even as fallible human beings, most people feel a sense of satisfaction when they're able to do something for someone else. What's the source of that impulse? Where does it come from? It comes from being made in God's image. Jesus said in Matthew 7:11, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So think of the greatest pleasure you've ever felt in doing something for someone else and multiply that by millions. That is the heart of our Father in heaven. It is his delight to do good for all, for we are his, in God's goodness, his very nature. It's his nature. He is abundantly good. His goodness overflows. At this point, you could be asking, why is there so much, if that's the case then, why is there so much sin, sickness, disease, and poverty and hopelessness? You see, in the beginning, when God created the world, when he created mankind, he created them perfect, without sickness, disease, poverty and hopelessness. It says that man lived in harmony with God. But the first man, Adam, was given some simple instructions. But he disobeyed God, and through that disobedience, a curse came upon mankind. Sin entered into the heart of man, and with that curse of sin came sickness and disease and poverty and hopelessness. We see it all around us today. But the Bible tells us that God loved his creation so much that he gave his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice to die on the cross, to break the power of the curse of sin and for the healing of all our sickness and disease. God gave him to be the Savior of the world and all mankind, and he proved it by raising him from the dead. If you can believe this word that I'm sharing with you, then you too can have this curse of sin broken over your life and for the healing of all your sicknesses today. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach our destiny. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. Remember Psalm 103:12 says, he has removed our sins as far from us as from the east as from the west. So friends, your past has passed away. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. You are free from all condemnation. Okay, today's scripture is from Luke 21:28. Look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. So the message here is look up and listen. We see in Hebrews 12:1 say that seeing we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run the race that is set before us. So can I tell you that heaven is cheering you on? You are not running alone. Heaven's grandstands are packed with people who believe in you. Jesus says that when you're discouraged and tempted to give up, look up by faith and hear the cheers from the heavenly saints. Imagine if you received a personal text from Abraham, Sarah, or King David, or Moses, or Ruth, or Noah. When you woke up each morning, there was a message telling you how much they believe in you and how you're able to make it. After all of these hearers of faith went through their words, carrying some weight. Their words will carry some weight. If you could hear them, they're saying, stay encouraged, victory is coming, favor is coming. We made it, and you're going to too. So God, he's going to do it for you. So my prayer for you is that, Father, thank you for the hearers of faith whose lives help when we live, to help us to live ours. And we are cheering them from heaven today. They are cheering us from heaven. Thank you for their messages of perseverance and overcoming hardships. Help them to look up and listen to you and draw strength for their race. In Jesus' name, amen. So the wisdom key is that stop looking at where you have been and start looking at where you could be. Okay, we look at part of the message today is that we're going to be praying for the sick shortly. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, viruses, and infirmities. Jesus revealed God as a continual minister, as he continually ministered healing and deliverance, that he has not changed. He is still the healer today. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the Messiah is always the same, yesterday, today, yes, and forever. In Matthew 4:23 to 25, Jesus made a tour through the whole of Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all sickness and disease among the people. His fame reached the whole of Syria, and sufferers from every kind of illness, racked with pain, possessed by devils, epileptics, or paralyzed, were all brought to him, and he healed them all. Go to Matthew 8, 2 and 3. Up came a leper to Jesus, prostrating himself, worshiping, saying, Lord, if you will, you are able to cleanse me and cure me. And Jesus reached out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be cleansed. And the leprosy was cleansed at once. See, it shows us in Acts 10:38 that where it tells us that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, went about doing good and healing all. Whenever Jesus touched or came in contact with anyone, he spread healing, help and goodness for them. He could do nothing else because he was full of compassion and wholeness. Jesus was contagious goodness. It's a testimony here. He says that, I turned to the crowd and saw that you would be afraid to touch this leper. You'd be afraid of leprosy or catching what he had. But leprosy is afraid of us. In a few short seconds after praying for this person, the contagious goodness of the Holy Spirit flowed in. He caught the healing and was set free. Only God can do this in his love for humanity. In Matthew 8, 16 and 17, when evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with the word and restored to health all who were sick, that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. He took away our sicknesses and diseases, he removed from us. Matthew 12:22. Then a blind and dumb man under the power of a demon was brought to Jesus, and he healed him so that the dumb man spoke and saw. We go to Matthew 14:14. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd and was moved with compassion, pity, and deep sympathy for them, and healed the sick. You see, the call to extend godly compassion does not depend on circumstances. Jesus had just lost his beloved cousin, John the Baptist. He was murdered. Yet moved with compassion, he stopped to heal the sick amongst the crowd. Go to Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you that today I have set before you life and death, blessing or curse. Oh, that you would choose life, that you and your children might live. See? So the choice is ours. Every single day, you have a decision to make, to take sickness and disease, or make a decision. God said, I can choose. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life, friends, as me and my house and my seed shall live. Because Psalm 42:11 says, why am I discouraged? Why am I heart sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. In Psalm 91:16, I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation of healing. Psalm 103:2-5, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit of destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. See, this day, don't forget all his benefits. Sick bodies are healed. Captives are set free. Joy and gladness is manifested. Demons come out of people. Fear of the Lord takes hold of our hearts. Real, genuine, authentic miracles happen. Rivers of living water flow. Supernatural refreshing is experienced. Jesus Christ is glorified, is exalted and glorified. We go to Jeremiah 30:17. I'll give you back your health again and heal your wounds. In Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. We see this also in Matthew 15:13-31, that and large crowds came bringing the lame, the blind, the dumb, and maimed, and many others. They laid them before his feet, and he healed them. And the crowd could see that the dumb people were speaking, that the lame were walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. So, Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hand on that part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. And remember Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of God who raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, and he does, he who raised up Christ from the dead will give life also to your mortal bodies through his Spirit dwelling in you. So we begin to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I come against all infirmities. In the name of Jesus, I bind and break your power, and I command you to loose them and set them free. Be healed and made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus. Give them a miracle, Lord. Give them a creative miracle that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them and fill their hearts with your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your miraculous healing power is touching people's lives right now. All internal organs, in the name of Jesus, I curse every infirmity that's in these organs. Let the fire of God go through their body right now. I command pain, loose them and let them go. Be healed and made whole. Set them free, Lord, by the power of your blood. Increase the anointing, Lord. Give them a creative miracle that they have longed for. We thank you, Lord, you're touched from heaven. We give you praise, Father. You're touching people's lives right now. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is touching them now. Seizures. I curse these seizures, whatever the problematic in the brain. Let the connections be created, be healed and made whole. Let a creative miracle take place in Jesus Christ's name by the power of the blood of Jesus. And cancers and growths, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree and commanded it to dry up from the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. I command you to shrivel up and die from the roots. Dry up. Let the fire of heaven burn out every trace of cancer. Every growth, burn it out, Lord. Burn it out. Be healed and made whole. Every trace of cancer, you're to die. Let the anointing of heaven give them a miracle, Lord. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. To the brokenhearted and broken emotions, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I break every wicked word of wicked that has been spoken over their lives, and I command shalom. Fill their hearts with your goodness, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven heal and guide them, I pray. So I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can also be progressive where it unfolds over a period of time. Do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible says, fear not. Fear always distorts the truth. And so, my final prayer for you is this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the divine kindness that your sins are forgiven, that your health and healing is coming to you, that the Jehovah Jireh of heaven will bring to you divine and supernatural provision that will bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or think. In Jesus' holy name we pray and ask it. Say shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to me. Hey, Cole.